This is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Scientists are reporting success on some experiments in altering plant genes to affect photosynthesis that are increasing the yield of tobacco plants by 20% and could create increases in other food production. In dealing with fake news, Germany's Chancellor Merkel is considering plans to force social networks to make public how they rank news online. Some African countries have banned the use of Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter before elections. Indonesia has closed sites promoting fake news, though some may have been targeted for political reasons. Two-thirds of voters in Los Angeles approved a citywide affordable housing requirement for developers seeking to build projects of 10 or more units that need a zoning or height change. The rule requires that up to 25% of units in rentals and 40% in for sale be affordable, or the developers must pay a fee. Residents of Pawnee, Oklahoma have filed a class action suit against 27 companies operating groundwater injection oil wells for causing earthquakes. Trump agreed to pay $25 million to settle a series of lawsuits stemming from Trump University. Some women are promoting on Facebook 100,000 women marching on Inauguration Day from the Lincoln Memorial to the White House on January 21, 2017. Wall Street Journal editorial page has called for Trump to liquidate and divest his holdings in the Trump Organization as President of the U.S. Study of financial brokers found that 7% of them had at least one black mark, but 44% of those who lost their jobs because of misconduct found work elsewhere in the industry within 1 year. The Immigrant Legal Resource Center counts 5 state-level laws or policies, 365 county policies or ordinances, and 37 city-level policies, putting limits on helping federal authorities identify undocumented immigrants for deportation unless they have committed serious crimes. The nonprofit Gulf of Alaska Keeper, an Anchorage-based conservation group, has cleared 1.5 million pounds of plastic marine debris along accessible coastlines and 1 million pounds from remote areas between 2006 and 2015. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.